blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Rabbul Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, today a topic focus, an important topic, is about the signs of the believers, signs of the true believers. And inshallah, today, according to the Islamic point of view, Quranic verses, and also the blessing of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who are the true believers, who are the sincere believers, inshallah. There are many attributes and qualities mentioned in Quranic Park and also in Ahadith as well. So inshallah, we will reflect upon ourselves as well, that we are a true believer or not. So inshallah, we'll start with the blessing of Durood-e-Pak. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, the person closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who would have recited Durood-e-Pak in abundance in this world. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, we'll start with our segment, Guess the Puzzle.
Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life.
Okay, the letter starting with the capital P. Inshallah, we will start with the kalam.
Allahu alayka ya. يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله پھر کے گلی گلی تباہ پھر کے گلی گلی تباہ ٹھوکرے سب کی کھائیں کیوں دل کو جو عقل دے خدا دل کو جو عقل دے خدا تیری گلی سے جائے کیوں آقا تیری گلی سے جائے کیوں رخصت قافلہ کا شور غش سے ہمیں اٹھائے کیوں رخصت قافلہ کا شور غش سے ہمیں اٹھائے کیوں سوتے ہیں الک سائے میں سوتے ہیں الک سائے جگائے کیوں دل کو جو عقل دے خدا تیری گلی سے جائے کیوں پار نہ تھے حبیب کو پالت ہی غریب کو نصیب کو چھے سے جائیں کیوں یاد حضور کی قسم غفلت عیش ہے
حبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد. sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There is no success if you not a true and sincere believer. That's how the Muslim should be. So inshallah, Bilal bhai will start with this beautiful topic.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Sayyid Sahab, one of the most important questions a believer should ask himself is, how can I become a true believer? Because Allah Pak has granted us Iman. In His divine wisdom and mercy, Allah Almighty guided us through His Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam by sending down the Holy Quran. Now, something which is very unique to this particular topic is that on certain topics, it's quite difficult to find a particular verse or a theme. But this topic, subhanallah, Allah Pak revealed 10 verses
subhanallah
of the Holy Quran to tell the believers that if you want to attain Allah Almighty's pleasure, if you want to be a successful believer, if you want to see the fruits of your iman, the benefits of the iman,
mashallah,
how does a person be a true believer? Then what comes about when you become a true believer? How society begins to love you? How Allah Almighty is pleased with you? When you revive the sunnah, then what should we do? We should go back to the Holy Quran. So inshallah azza wa jal, today I'm going to introduce this topic the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced the 18th part of the Quran.
Subhanallah.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed 10 verses. But just before I mention the verses, I want to mention to the viewers of Madani channel the virtues of the 10 verses of Surah Mu'minun. Sayyidina Umar bin Al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated this hadith. This narration has been mentioned in Jami' Tirmidhi Sharif in Kitab al-Tafsir under the chapter of Surah Mu'minun. Sayyidina Umar bin Al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated, when revelation would descend upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, a sound, a buzzing of bees could be heard near the blessed face of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah.
And one day when revelation was sent down, we observed and we waited for some time. When the state of the revelation had ended, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faced towards the Qibla. He raised his blessed hands and he made dua in the court of Allah Almighty. The translation of the dua is something like this: O Allah Almighty, grant us in abundance and do not withhold. Honor us and do not disgrace. Give to us and do not deprive. Choose us and do not choose others over us.
Allah.
O Allah, be pleased with us and make us pleased with you.
Subhanallah.
Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, 10 verses have been revealed to me. Whoever adopts shall enter paradise. So dear viewers, this is the excellence of the very first 10 verses of Surah Mu'minun and the beginning of the 18th juz of the Holy Quran. So inshallah azza wa jal, we will have the honor speaking about these 10 verses inshallah. And then what do we need to do? We need to reflect inshallah and see within ourselves, do we possess these 10 traits? Which one am I lacking? Which one can I work on? Which one can I give more time towards? Or if I am performing or I'm fulfilling these 10 qualities, am I performing them to the best of my ability? So inshallah azza wa jal, we will start by the very first list. Allah Almighty has said, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Translation of the Quran, certainly the believers have succeeded. So here Allah Almighty is telling us, it's in the tafsir, that the believers are given the glad tidings, the good news, that by the grace of Allah Almighty, they have indeed succeeded in their purpose and will enter paradise forever, gaining freedom from every disliked matter. This is in Tafsir Kabir. Now, dear viewers, a point to reflect. Remember, it is inevitable. All of us will one day have to taste the bitter flavor of death. We will all pass away and leave this world. Then on the Day of Judgment, everyone will be given their full recompense, whether good or bad, from the court of Allah Almighty. And whoever is saved from the punishment of the fire of hell and is admitted into paradise, then he has truly succeeded. So the first quality is that a person is a believer. And what type of a believer? A believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A believer in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. A believer in all of the previous prophets that came with their messages, with their divine scriptures. The tenets of faith for the Muslims. So now, there is a Quranic verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned in Surah Ali Imran. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتُ وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازْ. In verse 185 of Surah Ali Imran, every soul shall taste death, and you shall be given your full rewards only on the day of resurrection. So whoever is saved from the fire and admitted into paradise, he has truly succeeded. And under this particular narration, the scholars of the deen tell us, in order to be saved from the fire of hell, and in order to enter paradise, it is pivotal, it is obligatory, and it's absolutely fundamental that a person leaves this world in the state of iman. There is a narration in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Amr radiallahu ta'ala anhu has said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever desires to be saved from hell and entered into paradise must die in a state. He must pass away in a state where he believes in Allah and the last day. He treats others in the same manner as he would love to be treated. Subhanallah. So here, now, my dear viewers, this is a point that I'm going to end the particular discussion on, because what we need to fundamentally understand from these points is that nobody knows their time of death. Nobody knows when they're going to leave this world. So this is why it's essential for us to remain upon faith and to remain performing good deeds. Because we do not know in which moment our heart may change. Some people, they delay repentance. When it comes to repenting, repentance is the feeling ashamed and regret over a misdeed, a sin that has been committed. To feel ashamed of a sin that has been committed, a disobedience of Allah, this is what we call repentance. But people delay this for many different reasons. But the particular point I want to end on today, dear viewers, is that these 10 verses that we're going to discuss, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, try to listen to them attentively, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Because the very first quality that Allah Almighty mentioned in the second verse of Surah Mu'minun is الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. This is the first trait. Those who are deeply humble in their salah, in their prayers. Now, what does this mean? This means that during their prayers, their hearts are filled with the fear of Allah Almighty, and their limbs remain still and composed. And there's a particular ending point here, that when it comes to humility, we talk about khushu and khudu, the outward humility and the inner humility of the prayer. So when we talk about the outward humility of salah, what does this mean? This means that a person, when he is offering his salah, he must observe all those correct etiquettes of the salah. A person must perform wudu correctly. When he is offering the prayer, his focus should be upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He should not look here and there by turning his eyes. And in the narration, it has been strictly prohibited to look up towards the sky in salah. Now, dear viewers, furthermore, when it comes to the clothing that we wear, do not have clothing that hangs and dangles below your ankles. Okay, out of arrogance and pride. This is also amongst the etiquettes of the outward humility of the prayer. And when we talk about the inward humility of the prayer, Tafsir Sawi mentions, this means to have this awe and greatness fill your heart regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that whose blessed court am I standing in this moment? This should be the inner state. Now, we might have a different state where we're just rushing to perform wudu, then we're rushing to stand on the prayer mat, we've got a couple of minutes left and then we're rushing the prayer. This is not how the salah should be offered. This is why at the beginning I did mention that even if we are fulfilling these 10 qualities, are we fulfilling them and fulfilling their rights? Are we fulfilling the rites of the prayer? And inshallah azza wa jal, when you have the inner respect and etiquette of the salah, you're going to find its benefits. What are those points? Make sure that your mind is clear from any worldly thoughts. So when you're standing before Allah, don't allow any worldly thoughts to linger into your mind. Direct your full attention towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and offer the prayer as humble as possible. And may Allah azza wa jal grant us the ability for this very first quality mentioned, make us fulfill this
Ameen.
In such a manner that pleases Him, Allah Almighty.
MashaAllah, a beautiful explanation by Bilal bhai. Aur bada tafseel se unhone explain kiya hai Quran ki verses. You know, these 10 ayat is very beautiful. There's a lot of Madani pearls in there, especially for about the sincerity and the science of the believer and how the believer should be. The main thing is how the believer should be. And we all should ponder about ki hum kya waqai true believers hain ya nahi hain aur hamare andar ye qualities hain ya nahi hain, ye question hai. So apne aap ko bhi check and balance hona chahiye. Kehte hai na ke judge yourself before you been judged on the day of judgment.
Allah.
So judge yourself that you have these qualities or not. And there are many other qualities as well, right? Truthfulness, sincerity, patience.
Subhanallah.
And you know, there are lines and lines for their judgment as well. Kehte hai ke behtareen faisla karna, the person always give comfort to others, give ease to other people, is punctual in their salah. The other two believers as well. If somebody comes to him, approach, if they in a desperate situation, they always sacrifice their own things. And they always give them. These are the signs of the true believer. Even something happening to other Muslim brother, they should feel it. This is what the example given by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Another sign of the believer is about the repentance. Allah. The true believer always in a state of repentance. Yeah. Always is scared that don't know, maybe I have done enough to please Allah Almighty. Or even is performing like Ghaus-e-Azam Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani for 40 years, performing Fajr Salah with the wuzu of Isha. But still, has a fear of Allah Almighty. These are the signs of the true believer. Even on the Eid day, when people are rejoicing the Eid, and he said, my Eid day will be the day of happiness when I will take my iman from this world. Salamat. Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala, Qatai Jannah. These are the true believers. You can find the signs within themselves. Hamari sign kya hai? Kuch bhi nahi hai. True believer will be always in a state of humbleness, softness, gentleness, and also have a fear of Allah Almighty. Ye uski signs hoti hai. Ji, mashallah, Qasim bhai with us.
Amazing topic. Now, before I get into what I was going to mention, something very important for the viewers to recognize something. Now, we all have qualities within us. We all have some specific attributes. Now, there could be some youth listening as well. Now, maybe some are good at sports, for example, football, cricket, etc. Now, what happens when you see that you have a quality, you want to perfect that quality. You want to make that quality perfect. Now, so those who are into the sports, they will go out of their way, you know, they will take time out of the day to go and practice to make that quality of theirs perfect. Now, if someone, for example, is good at drawing, they're going to spend time drawing. Why? To perfect the quality that they have. Now, if someone's good at talking, someone's good at speeches, what's going to happen? He's going to do speech after speech after speech. Why? To perfect his quality. And just like the alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed us, all of us, with iman. Now, we should be looking at the steps, at the hadith in the Quran. How can we perfect this quality within us?
MashaAllah.
Now, in countless hadiths, in countless narrations, we learn that a true believer is such and such an individual. And inshallah, today we will touch upon some of these hadiths as well. But one topic that I picked, which I deemed very important, it's especially in today's society, especially here within the UK as well. Now, Sayyidina Hassan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala, a very great scholar, he mentioned that, O son of Adam, you cannot grasp the essence of faith until you stop searching for the faults of people. Start rectifying your own faults. When you do this, you will only be concerned with yourself, and such a person is the most favorite to Allah. Subhanallah. What does Sayyidina Hassan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala mention? That the essence of faith, that true faith is gained when you stop searching for the faults that are found in other people. Now, if we look today, every other person is looking at the other individual. You know, how can I take him down? How can I destroy the image of this individual? You're looking for that fault, searching for a fault. You know, this person, how can he be so good? You know, this person is doing so well. Why is this the case? There must be something inside him, you know, which, you know, there's an nuqsan in him. There's something, there's a little thing, let me find that. There must be something bad in him. How can he be so good? Why is everyone praising him? This is not a sign of a believer. This is not how a true believer. This is not how you gain the essence of faith. That when you have this ability, you have this mindset that I'm going to look for a fault in my brother in Islam, or I'm going to try and destroy my brother. Even the Quran mentions upon this in Surah Al-Hujurat, verse number 12. It mentions, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا. Allah Almighty mentioned within the Holy Quran, and do not look for faults. Clearly mentioned, Allah Almighty, one of His attributes is that Allah Almighty is Sattar, i.e. He is the one who conceals. Meaning Allah Almighty conceals the faults. Now who are we? We're just normal believers. Who are we to go out of our way when Allah Almighty has concealed the faults of our brothers and sisters? Then who are we? Be focused on ourselves. Now within a Hadith of Qudsi, it mentions that it is surprising that a person who is busy finding faults with others remains unmindful, i.e. ghafil, of his own faults.
Allah.
You know, if we just look at the mirror, like you mentioned, look in the mirror, look to yourself first, that before going to others, trying to find his nuksan, if you were to just look at yourself for a split second, you will find the same faults within yourself. Now, Amir al-Sunnah mentioned this very beautifully. You know, when you're pointing that finger at someone else, there's three fingers pointing straight back at you.
Allah.
That when you find that fault in someone, maybe you have that fault in yourself. You know what it is? Because you're blinded by this jealousy, by this greed that this other individual, why does he get in the praise? Why is he doing so good? When you have this, you know, this veil in front of you, which blocks you from seeing your own faults. So, you know, again, the sweetness of our faith, what we need to do is stop looking at others. Stop looking at the bad things that others have. If we look towards ourselves and see what bad is within me. Like I mentioned at the start, we want to perfect our quality of iman. How will we do this? When we look at our small little faults. Maybe here and there, the way I walk is not how a believer should walk. Or maybe when I'm sat in a gathering, when I'm sat with other people, how do I speak to them? How do I address someone? Or the people at home, the husband and the wives, how do we address each other at home? And how are we acting in front of our children? These are all that a believer should look at. That myself, the faults of myself. You know, I just touched upon this, like the husband and the wife. Yeah. You know, if the husband was to look at his own faults rather than his wife's, and the wife was to look at her own faults rather than the wife looking at the husband's faults, the house would be a much, much better place. It'd be a great place. Just looking upon this, you know, Hadith of Qudsi, that if a person looks upon himself first, that if each individual looks upon himself, he's not concerned about what's going around him. He's not concerned about the faults in another individual or what the other person is doing. So a person looks at himself, reflects on himself, and that quality of iman that he's been blessed with, try our best to perfect this. And inshallah today we will hear many qualities of a believer. So we should all see, okay, maybe this quality of this part of the iman I do not have. Or this part of iman I am lacking in. So therefore I should perfect this side of my iman. So inshallah believers should pay attention in fact to the coming hadiths inshallah.
MashaAllah. Harun bhai, MashaAllah, sign of a true believer. You know, Allah Almighty had created us in different forms and different ways. Sometimes you get the rains of the happiness from all around. And sometimes you get the storms of the sorrows and sadness as well. But the, you know, as the quality of the believers, you know, is always good in there. You know, if they get something, he says shukr, alhamdulillah. And if he didn't get it, then he sabar and also reward for him. So in every matter, there's a goodness for the believer.
You know, if you don't get something, you shouldn't be upset, but you should do shukr twice. Maybe Allah Almighty knows better for us that maybe in this matter is not good for Him. So this is why. So we should do shukr twice when Allah Almighty doesn't give us something.
MashaAllah. So beautifully highlighted here. Do dawa shukr ada karna chahiye. Complain nahi karni chahiye. Because He knows best what is best for us. He's our creator. The way mother knows for her child as well, what is best for the child. Allah Almighty loves more than mothers. You know what is best for you. तो इसीलिए मोमिन की जो मिसाल है ना, जो मोमिन की बात है, उसका तो लॉस ही नहीं है ना, लेकिन हो मोमिन, हो कंप्लीट बिलीवर.
सुभान अल्लाह. You know, this reminds me of a parable that I came across in Fazail Sunnat, and I think it closely links to our topic at hand and, you know, just the discussion that we're having right now. And inshallah, I will share the actual parable so that we can relate to this directly. So it's stated that once Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam, he asked Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam that show me the greatest worship of the world. Now this is not ordinary criteria. The greatest worshipper in the world, Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam wanted to see. So Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, he took him to a person whose arms and legs had severely been decayed, meaning they were of no use to him basically. And they were separated from the body because of leprosy. And despite being such condition, this man, he uttered the following words. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, you benefited me from these body parts for as long as you willed, and took them back when you willed.
Allah.
I pinned all my hopes on your mercy, O my Creator. The attainment of your pleasure is the only aim of mine.
Allah.
Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam, he said to O Jibreel alayhi salam, I asked you to take me to a person who offers salah and fasts abundantly, because you know these are the common traits that you find in the greatest abid, the greatest worshipper. Jibreel al-Islam, he goes, before this person, he was a worshipper of the same attributes, meaning he would fast a lot, he would pray namaz a lot. But then I was asked by Allah Azzawajal to take away his limbs. Now I have been ordered to take away his eyes as well. So before, his arms and legs have been decayed, they're of no use. And now, at this stage, Sayyidina Jibreel al-Islam has been ordered to take away this person's eyes as well. Now what happens? Therefore, Jibreel al-Islam, he pointed a finger at his eyes, causing them to come out of their sockets. But still that man uttered the same words. Ya Allah, you benefited me from these eyes for as long as you willed, and then took them back when you willed. O my Creator, I pinned all of my hopes on your mercy. The attainment of your pleasure is the only aim of mine. Sayyidina Jibreel al-Islam, he then suggested the worshipper that, you know, let's make dua together. Let's make dua to Allah Azza wa Jal, that Allah Azza wa Jal blesses you the eyes and your limbs again so that you can worship Allah Azza wa Jal again. The man replied, not at all. Jibreel al-Islam, he said, but why not? Like, why would you not want your eyes and, you know, your limbs back so you can do that again? The man responded, if my Allah Azza wa Jal is pleased with this state of mine, then I don't need health. Sayyidina Yunus al-Islam, he commented that indeed I have not seen a greater worshipper than this. Sayyidina Jibreel al-Islam then remarked, there is no path better than this for seeking the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, so within this one account, this one parable, there's many lessons we can take. But I think just a few important ones, or the main important one I would say is, number one, the contentment in Allah's decree. And we're talking about, you know, having no arms and legs, which, you know, for an ordinary person is basically his everyday living. You cannot do much without these limbs, right? And we see people on a daily basis who, you could say, apparently have been gifted many blessings from Allah Azza wa Jal, right? They have a beautiful roof over their heads. They have no deficiency in terms of, you know, food, or, you know, they have every blessing you can think of. Yet still, they are quick to point out, you could say, when issues occur or when things go wrong, they're quick to complain. But, you know, why is it just me that has to go through this? Or why has Allah chosen me, mazallah, to go through such an adversity? Or, mazallah, we see this is a common theme you see sometimes at funerals, that when people, they get overly emotional and they let their emotions and feelings take over themselves, they start uttering things which oftentimes may even fall into kufr. So, you know, contentment in Allah's decree is one. And then having sabr, having patience, I feel is a big lesson that we can take from this parable. And, you know, no doubt when a person has everything, he's happy. But the real test is when things are taken from you. Mm. When you are put through tough times, when you are put through hardship, when, you know, apparently things are taken from you. That's the actual, you know, time of the test. If you pass that test, then you can say you are going towards the status of a true believer. And this is something we need to adopt within ourselves as well.
You know, honesty and loyalty, not checked by when you give something. Mm. When you take away something, then you Allah, can easily check.
Definitely. When we talk about the signs of a true believer, you know, coming back to the verse of the Holy Quran, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala laid it out in such a very beautiful and easy to understand manner as well. When we look at the verse of the Holy Quran, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, then Allah Almighty said regarding الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. In the third verse, Allah Almighty mentioned وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ, which means those who refrain from futile, i.e. useless activities, vain activities. Now, there's a very beautiful point mentioned in Tafsir Siratul Jinan. And he mentions, with reference to Allama Ahmad Sawi, in his Tafsir Sawi, he mentions that what is useless speech or useless activities? Every kind of action or speech, whether disliked or permissible. So every kind of speech or action which brings no benefit to the Muslim in terms of their religion or their worldly life. So that action which brings no benefit to your religion, your deen, or your dunya, this is considered as laghv. And what did they mention regarding this? What's an example? For example, just laughing and making jokes and telling jokes. And today you can understand from this craze that's over social media for the past number of years regarding pranking one another. These are all laghv and futile activities which are bringing no benefit to a person's deen or dunya, and rather is causing them nuksan. Now, furthermore, having conversations which have no benefit, there's no benefit in those foolish conversations, indecent conversations could be. At times, it's also mentioned in the tafsir as well, that a person to delve into worldly pursuits like games and sports, entertainments. Now this as well, rather than bringing benefit, this will also cause nuksan, because many people at times it is found that when they are indulged in entertainment or in games or in snooker clubs or in these types of places, their daily prayers are being missed. The wajib and the fard of the deen, so the wajib is to attend the salah with jama'at, the fard is to offer the salah, these are not considered. Now, even if a person does do these things, it's better, and the Sharia encourages to avoid these things because there's no benefit. Now, my dear viewers, now we need to ponder over the point that do we have this trait? وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِدُونَ Who are the true believers? Those who turn away from useless activities. And this is something that we need to ponder over. Because what did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam tell us? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, مِنْ حُسْنِ إِسْلَامِ الْمَرْءِ تَرْكُهُ مَا لَا يَعْنِهِ It is from the excellence of a man's Islam that he leaves that which does not concern him. Now look, this is something Sayyid Sahib mentioned beautifully. حَاسِبُوا قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا That take account of your actions yourself before your actions are taken account of on the Day of Judgment. So if we look at our life, which actions, which things are we doing that have no benefit to us? But rather it comes under wasting of time. It comes under pleasure and leisure and entertainment and time wasting in essence. No worldly or religious benefit. So dear viewers, ponder over these points insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also mentioned in another narration in Jami'i Tirmidhi in Kitab al-Zuhd. Sayyidina Uqba bin Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu reported, I came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and asked, what is salvation? What is salvation? And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, control your tongue.
Allah.
Let your house be sufficient for you, i.e. avoid unnecessary wandering and weep over your mistakes. Cry over the sins that you have committed in the past, and also let your house be sufficient for you. Avoid unnecessary wandering, going to this place, going to that place, and there is no benefit in this. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, this was the third verse of the Holy Quran in regards to abstaining from futile and useless activities. Moving on to the next verse, Allah Almighty says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ So after, remember the order as well, because the order is very important. There are many wisdoms behind this. The first is the salah. Well, first you can say is iman right at the start. You must have faith. Then you have the salah. And then you have avoiding useless activities. And now you have the zakat. The second greatest obligation one can say, it mentioned the pillar, the second pillar of Islam, paying the zakat. Those who pay the zakat, they are the true believers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that in this verse, the tafsir is, those people who consistently and dutifully give the obligatory zakat of their wealth. And some, this is another point, is something maybe possibly new. Allah. Some commentators of the Quran say, Zakat here means tazkiyatun nafs.
Allah.
The purification of your soul, cleansing yourself from the love of the world, cleaning your heart from all blameworthy traits like jealousy, enmity, you have evil assumptions. So evil assumptions is one of them, bad assumptions. So many other blameworthy traits, evil qualities that are within a person. Lying, it could be being dishonest, you know, deceiving another person in business. All of these bad traits, having misusing your anger, misusing your power and authority, all of these bad traits to purify yourself. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ Who are the successful? Those who purify themselves. So we look towards ourselves, just like Qasim Bhai mentioned beautifully, that one illness of society is known as fault finding, finding faults. Now, if you and if we were people who fulfilled this third quality in the verse, to purify yourself, then we would be looking at our faults, inshallah azza wa jal. So like this, dear viewers of Madani Channel, a few ahadith in regards to the excellence of zakat. Those who've given the zakat, subhanallah, this is for you. Those who have not given the zakat, this is also for you. Why? So inshallah, we'll encourage you to give your zakat as soon as possible. Sayyiduna Jabir radiallahu anhu has narrated, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever pays the zakat on his wealth, indeed the evil of his wealth has been removed from him.
Allah.
Subhanallah. So this is how you protect your wealth, by giving zakat. Furthermore, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, very close to the point that I just mentioned, protect your wealth. The Prophet said, secure your wealth by giving zakat, and treat your sick by giving sadaqah, by giving charity. So if you have any loved ones at home currently who are unwell, or you know a friend, or you know a relative, a nephew, or anybody who is unwell, give some sadaqah now immediately in the way of Allah, and with the intention for reward in the court of Allah, and so that your loved one who is unwell is also blessed with shifa. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, treat your sick by giving sadaqah. And a final narration, dear viewers, the Prophet ﷺ said, now this is a warning, because we mentioned two virtues. Let's also balance now with a warning. What's the outcome of not giving zakat? In Sahih Bukhari, Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu has narrated, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever is given wealth by Allah Almighty, but does not give its zakat, that wealth will be transformed on the Day of Judgment into a bald-headed, venomous snake.
Allah.
With two black spots on its head. A bald, meaning the one doesn't have any hair. A bald-headed snake. Venomous snake with two black spots on its head. It will be made into a collar. That snake will be made into a collar wrapped around his neck. And it will bite his cheek saying, I am your wealth, I am your treasure. So this is the nuksan of not giving you zakat. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability. A quick recap of what we've done today so far. The believers are who? They are those who perform the five daily salah and who look after the tranquility of the salah. They are humble in the salah. The second was that they avoid useless activities. The third is that they give their zakat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to read Surah Mu'minun. Read the tafsir, inshallah, you will find more points in this regard.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Kya baat hai Bilal bhai, to badi tayari ke saath lekar aaye. Bolne ka mauka hi nahi de rahe Kasim bhai ko. Ji Kasim bhai.
MashaAllah, amazing, amazing points by Ustaz Sahib. And it's very important that we look at the tafsir of the Quran, because it is that we should have that our brothers and sisters go out of their way to look at the tafsir of the Quran and to actually fully understand the Quran. But many people don't. So it's very important that Ustaz Sahib is mentioning these points, and especially looking at the tafsir and the translation of the Quran here. But inshallah, I will go towards the hadith side, inshallah, and to see that what statement the Prophet ﷺ has made regarding a true believer, regarding what attributes a believer should adopt in order to perfect his faith, in order to perfect his iman. It is mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, al muslimu man salima al muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. That a Muslim is he from whose tongue and hand the Muslims are safe. Now we say in like Urdu, I was saying is jamiul kalam, that this hadith, it absolutely covers many things regarding how a believer and how a Muslim should be. Now, this hadith, it mentions that other Muslims should be safe from your tongue and your hand. Now, what comes underneath the tongue? So many things, so many diseases that our brothers and sisters have unfortunately fallen into. The backbiting. Like, if you look at it, it's widespread. That it is scariest to how widespread backbiting has become, and especially amongst our brothers and sisters, that, you know, we don't even realize it nowadays, and that we are backbiting against our own brothers and sisters. Now, this is what one part of the hadith mentions, that tongue should be, using your tongue, you should be, other Muslims should be safe from this. Now, also in the tongue that we slander, like I just mentioned, using your tongue to, you know, bring someone down, slander someone, or to find faults in others. Now, this is one way. Now, the hadith also mentions that from your hands, other Muslims should also be safe. Now, this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this was mentioned how long? More than 1400 years ago. Now, a great point that Sasa mentioned to me earlier as well, that this is a timeless hadith, that it was mentioned more than 1400 years ago, but it is even applied to today's time as well. Now, today what's happened? This phone was not 1400 years ago. But now what's happening now? That people will use their hands to type away on their phones. People will use their hands in order to hurt other Muslims. Now, for someone's posted a video, now it's a Muslim brother who's posted a video, but people go out of the way to make certain comments on that video. Why is this? Just to bring him down. Just to, you know, say, look, what's he doing? And why has he said something like this, that you've said something like this? And, you know, just trying to mock him on the internet. Oh. Like we call keyboard warriors. They're just typing away. Now, you're using your hands to cause harm to another Muslim. People don't realize this. Like when we're on social media platforms as well, or even on like WhatsApp, when you're texting someone, you're saying something bad to someone, or you're hurting another Muslim's feeling, or even when you're sending that voice note, you're using your hand to do it. We don't realize this, but this is what this is referring to. That using your hands or your tongues to cause harm to another Muslim, this is not amongst the attributes of a good Muslim upon a true and kamil believer as well. One thing that we should ponder upon this hadith is that our hands and our tongue should not be used in any type of way in order to cause harm to another Muslim. Now, under this, many, many subcategories can come in terms of how we can avoid from causing harms to our Muslim brothers and sisters. Now, we mentioned some like tail, backbiting, and you know, using foul language as well. Like we mentioned, that when you speak, it is like an arrow. And once that arrow has been shot from his bow, from your mouth, it cannot come back. It will pierce the other person's heart. So again, we should be very careful in how we use our tongue and our hands and keep our other Muslim brothers safe from this at all times.
MashaAllah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Kuch kalam sunte, inshallah, Harun bhai.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sachi baatein sikhate, ye hai sachi baatein sikhate, ye hai seedhi raah chalate, ye hai seedhi raah chalate, ye hai unke haath mein har kulchi hai, unke haath mein har kulchi hai, malik kul kehlate, ye hai malik kul kehlate, ye hai sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna a'tainaka al-kawthar, inna a'tainaka al-kawthar, inna a'tainaka al-kawthar, sari kasrat paate, ye hai sari kasrat paate, ye hai rab hai muati, ye hai qasim, rab hai muati, ye hai qasim, rab hai muati, ye hai qasim, rizq uska hai khilate, ye hai thanda thanda meetha meetha, thanda thanda meetha meetha, peete hum hai pilate, ye hai aankhon balaye karodo dushman, laakhon balaye karodo dushman, laakhon balaye karodo dushman, kaun bachaye bachate, ye hai kaun bachaye bachate, ye hai nazre rooh me aasani de, nazre rooh me aasani de, kalima yaad dilate, ye hai baap jahan bete se bhage, lutf wahan farmate, ye hai maa jab iklaute ko chhode, maa jab iklaute ko chhode, aa keh ke bulate, ye hai aa keh ke bulate,
بلاتے یہ ہے اپنے بھرم سے ہم حلقوں کا اپنے بھرم سے ہم حلقوں کا پلہ بھاری بناتے یہ ہے سلم سلم کی ڈھارس سے سلم سلم کی ڈھارس سے پل سے پارے لگاتے یہ ہے کہہ دو رضا سے خوش ہو خوش رہے کہہ دو رضا سے خوش ہو خوش رہے کہہ دو رضا سے خوش ہو خوش رہے مجھدا رضا کا سناتے یہ ہے مجھدا رضا کا سناتے یہ ہے سچی باتیں سکھاتے یہ ہے سیدھی راہ چلاتے
Time for our segment Guess the Poetry.
Islam is the way of love.
Alam
Alam
Tu Sham Meri Salat Hai Aqa Alam Tera Parwana Tu Mahe Nubu ہے اے جلوائے جانانا
سبحان اللہ
گلی
گلی
پھر کے گنی گنی تبا ٹھوکر سب کی کھائے کیوں
دل کو جو عقل دے خدا دل کو جو عقل دے خدا تیری گلی اس جائے کیوں
ہارون بھائی دیکھتے ہیں سامنے سامنے قاسم بھائی
کعبے کے در کے سامنے مانگی ہے یہ دعا فقط ہاتھوں میں حشر تک رہے دامن مصطفیٰ فقط
یہ بڑا مشہور کلام ہے
سبحان اللہ
اب وہ الگ بات ہے ہم پڑھا نہیں جاتا آپ کی ذرا چلیں
جزاک اللہ
نعمتیں
نعمتیں بانٹتا جسمت وہ ذیشان گیا ساتھ ہی منشی رحمت کا قلم دان
پھول
کیا دیکھو تیری آنکھوں میں دشتِ
کیا بات رضا
کے
کیا بات رضا چمنستان اس
کیا بات رضا اس چمنستان کرم
کیا بات رضا اس چمنستان کرم کی ظاہرا ہے کلی جس میں حسین اور حسن ہو
زہرا ہے کنی جس میں حسین اور حسن.
کلام کلام مسلک
مسلک کا تو امام ہے الیاس قادری, تدبیر تیری تام ہے الیاس قادری. تنہا چلا تو ساتھ تیرے ہو گیا قادری. افریقہ یورپ ایشیا امریکہ ہے زمین, افریقہ یورپ ایشیا امریکہ ہے زمین. کرتی تجھے سلام ہے کرتی تجھے سلام ہے الیاس قادری, تدبیر تیری تام ہے الیاس قادری.
چلیں جی بلال بھائی.
Very little time left, so I was pondering whether to go through the verses. What I will do is just mention very briefly, which is very difficult for me, I guess, sometimes. I will, inshallah, mention very briefly the final few verses. So the 5th, 6th, and 7th verse are in relation to one matter, which is protecting your chastity. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ. So to protect your purity and your chastity, except for their wives and for servants whom they rightfully own, and they are not blameworthy. So in simple terms, dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is the fourth quality of successful believers, that this natural urge that is within the human being, it be only fulfilled within the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not outside of this point. So the believers are those who safeguard their chastity and their private organs from staying away from the illicit relationships and forbidden matters. And not only that, but all of the causes as well, all of the leading factors, like having, you know, basically boyfriend-girlfriend relationships, these matters as well, these are not allowed in the Sharia because they are the causes to the forbidden action. So, dear viewers, there's many points to mention about this, but due to lack of time, we will just go on to the 8th verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَعَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ. And the believers are those who guard their entrusted items and fulfill their oaths. Now, this is a very beautiful point. Now, two more qualities have been mentioned here, that if someone is entrusted something to another person, if you've been entrusted with a responsibility or a trust, then you must not betray that trust. This is the sign of a true believer. So if somebody's left money with you, or he has, for example, given you something for a temporary time, and he, for example, money, he has loaned him some money, and afterwards he's going to pay back, and he knows that. So to not go and hide oneself or disappear, ma'adallah, this is not the sign of a believer. And in today's time, this is seen, unfortunately, that people are ducking and diving from this matter, whereas it is causing nuksan to the name of being a Muslim as well. So we need to rectify our akhlaq in this matter as well, dear viewers. And finally, the 9th verse, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. Allah Almighty began with the salah and ended with the salah and said, those who guard their prayers. Now this is very powerful, because who are those who safeguard something? They safeguard their prayers in this manner, that they perform the salah consistently at the prescribed time with all of the conditions and etiquettes of the salah as well. So they preserve all the fara'id, the wajibat, the sunan, the mustahabbat, and all of these things, and even nawafil, the optional prayers, protecting yourself and guarding yourself in this matter. Now, views of Madani Channel, this was within the blessed Holy Quran. the ahadith we had the honor of speaking about. But there's one point I want to end on, which is the kalam also ended on this point. The leader and the founder of Da'wat Islami, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, he has given us many things to rectify ourselves with. But one of the greatest guidances from him, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, to see, if you want to see if you're a true believer, this is the Pious Deeds booklet, the Nek A'mal booklet. This booklet is, if you want to become a true believer, you need to acquire this book. You need to read this book. Inshallah, you can obtain it free on your mobile phone. Go to the Play Store, App Store, and download Nek A'mal. Type in N-E-I-K and then A-M-A-L. Nek A'mal. And inshallah, have a read through it. You will see yourself. You're questioning yourself. You're doing everything that we've discussed today and even more. To be honest, the whole gathering, the whole program is summarized in the Nek A'mal. And this is a huge blessing. Amir al-Sunnat himself showed special shafqat, Sayyid Sahab, to myself when we went in 2023. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. And they emphasized this to me as well. So this is why it holds a very special place in my heart. That if you want to become sincere, if you want to change your country, your community, your family, anybody, everybody needs to develop and find themselves acting in accordance with the Nek A'mal, teaching their children about this, and inshallah, this will most definitely change yourself and your society as well.
Mashallah. One at the end, just changing society. And how can our society become a better place? You know, we're talking about individually bettering ourselves. You know, if each person looks at himself to make himself a better person, okay, then every single person will see the society becomes a better place. Now, a very remarkable and very famous hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is la yu'minu ahadukum hatta yuhibba li akhi ma yuhibbu li nafsihi. A very famous and well-renowned hadith, which is that none of you can become a perfect believer unless he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. Now, if every single individual tried to adopt just this hadith alone, if we just to pick this one hadith, if everyone was to just adopt this one on its own, that for example, you can apply this every single part of your life. Now, for example, you're driving on the road. Now, especially here in Birmingham, majority of the people here are Muslims in Birmingham. You see a lot of Muslims when you're going out and about. Now, for example, you're driving and someone wants to get in, someone wants to cut in. Now, he's your Muslim brother. Of course, you want to get ahead as well because there's traffic. But love for your brother what you love for yourself and not to cause issues. And especially when we're on, like, for example, the dastakhan, when we're on the food mat. Okay, food, there's not much available to go around to every single person. And we see someone's rushing towards the food. But again, if everyone was acting by these, okay, if everyone does, what you'll see is that food's not to be eaten. Because everyone is leaving it for his other brother. Because he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. We can apply this analogy to many, many different aspects of our life as well.
MashaAllah. Harun bhai, last message.
Sayyidab, this links me on to another point, which is closely relative, which is a hadith of the Prophet in which he states, a sign of a person's good Islam is leaving that which does not concern him. I feel this is very relatable and very important in today's age, especially where people like to know other people's business, or you know what's going on in his life, or what's going on between them, or you know what they're, you know, kind of butting their nose into everything and anything. Whereas we've been told that if you want to be a complete Muslim, if you want your Islam, your iman to be complete, then you leave that which does not concern you. And honestly, if you know, as we as Muslims, if we just start to implement this within our lives, I feel like as Muslims and as humans just in society, we'd become much better people. And especially, you know, when it comes between husband and wife issues, when it comes between in-laws issues and all these other things, we find people that they go out of their way to go into other people's businesses, to spread things then, and then that links onto a trail of other sins, like backbiting, like tale-telling, like, you know, many other things are hurting people's feelings, etc. So I feel like if we implement this hadith within our lives, we can go towards becoming better Muslims, inshallah.
MashaAllah, just to summarize, because MashaAllah, panel has explained beautifully the attributes of a true and a perfect believer. In the hadith, in the narration, a believer is one from whom the lives and property of other believers are safe and secure. This is the main purpose. The believer is the brother of the believer, so it is not permissible for him to buy what the other brother has bought and then make a deal or another believer deals as well. This is normally happening in the business as well. Usme kootte hain aur uska business kharab kar. This is not the sign of a true believer. The perfect believer in terms of faith is the one whose character is the best. The way our Muballighin was mentioning, and on the day of judgment, the best deed will be on the scale, the heaviest deed will be on the scale, will be your good manner. So it's always about the manners. It's about the mannerism. It's about your good character.
اسی وجہ سے اسلام پھیلا تھا, بیکاز آف دا گڈ کیریکٹر. ایون یو آر ڈوئنگ بزنس, یو آر ورکنگ سم ویئر, از آل اباؤٹ یور کیریکٹر. Another thing, a true believer is one who spends his wealth on the poor and treats people with justice. The believer is the mirror of the believer. If he sees any defect in it, he should correct it. Not to expose in the public, not put on the social media. یہاں تو بندہ ذرا سا گرتا ہے تو سوشل میڈیا پہ مذاق اڑا دیتے ہیں, دیکھو یہ جا رہا تھا چھپ کے ویڈیو بنائے. This is not the sign of a believer. یہ یاد رکھیے. ولا تجسسو, قرآن فرما رہا ہے, اور تجسس میں نہ پڑھو. Not as a negative assumption, not a, کیا کہتے ہیں, کسی jealousy کے اندر, backbiter, self. These are not the signs of the true believer. یہ یاد رکھے, ان میں کوئی بھی sign نہیں ہے. اس لیے غور کریں, جو مومن ہوتا ہے نا وہ تو خوف خدا رکھنے والا ہوتا ہے, وہ آخرت کی تیاری کرنے والا ہوتا ہے, وہ قبر کو یاد کرنے والا ہوتا ہے, وہ رونے والا ہوتا ہے, وہ سنتیں اپنانے والا ہوتا ہے, وہ نمازیں پڑھنے والا ہوتا ہے, وہ قرآن کی تلاوت کرنے والا ہوتا ہے, وہ گناہوں سے بچنے والا ہوتا ہے, نیکی کی دعوت دلانے والا ہوتا ہے, لوگوں کو گناہوں سے بچانے والا ہوتا ہے, خود بھی نیکی کرتا ہے, دوسروں کو بھی نیکی کی طرف لے کر جاتا ہے, وہ اچھائی کی طرف جاتا ہے, برائی سے روکتا ہے, وہ لوگوں کی مدد کرتا ہے اور لوگوں کو بھی اس کی ترغیب دیتا ہے. دیز آر دا سائنس آف اے ٹرو بلیور. ناؤ کوشچن, ڈو وی ہیو دیز سائنس؟ یہ آپ بہتر جانتے ہیں اپنے بارے میں, میں اپنے بارے میں جانتا ہوں. وی ڈونٹ ہیو ٹو لک ادر پیپل. Another problem is if somebody is mentioned negative, oh, this thing is in that person. We're not talking about other person, we're talking about you. آپ پہلے اپنے بارے میں دیکھیں. جس دن پہلے اپنے بارے میں شروع کر دیں گے نا, مسئلے سالے حل ہو جائیں گے. اللہ ہمارے حال پر رحم فرمائے. The right answer please. جی, patience. So look after yourself and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
The blessing from رب العالمین, رب العالمین, Islam is the way of life.